You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need the skills to work in the industry. This is Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night and instructor at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. ICB provides hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn how to work on air and behind the scenes with internships and job placement assistance at stations like ESPN Chicago. You can start a new career in a year. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to put the ball in play. You know you want to be here. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
And welcome back, SportsOnChicago.com. The big interview here in a league of our own, brought to you by the Illinois Center for Broadcasting and BeOnAir.com. We got an exciting one for you today, folks, on that wrestling show. You got Pete, you got Rob, you got Mark, but on the line, the one, the only Mr. New Money in the Bank, and he's going to be hitting up that Royal Rumble in a triple threat match coming your way in just a few weeks. And also SmackDown switching to Thursday's Seth Rollins. Seth, welcome back to Chicago.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, Seth. Great to have you on with us today.
Yeah, doing well, man. Thank you for your time.
Anytime, guys.
So, Seth, I want to start off with this one. SmackDown, you know, there's such a great history, and all of us here in the studio and yourself, right around the same age. So, you know, SmackDown first busts out on the scene, you know, with, of course, The Rock, and you got Jericho making such an impact early on. What's it like to know that it's jumping to that Thursday night, and you're such an integral part of it at this stage of the WWE Universe?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. You know, like you said, for me, SmackDown, it was always on Thursdays when I was growing up, so that was my day to watch it, you know. So the fact that we're going back there and the fact that, you know, it's my show, for better or worse, right now. I run the ship, man. Mr. Money in the Bank, future of WWE, so essentially future of SmackDown as well, and pretty excited to be part of that future on Sci-Fi on Thursday nights from now on moving forward.
No, I love it. We're going to get to some fan questions intermingled here in some of our questions. We had a listener, Tony, write in, and he wanted to know, back in your time with The Shield, if you could have picked a fourth member, because, of course, you know the Authority right now. We know you're running the show, and you almost killed Edge a few weeks ago. But back in The Shield days, if you could have picked a fourth member of The Shield, who would it have been?
Oh, man. Honestly, it didn't. I don't think it would have worked with four people. I don't think it would have worked with two people. I think it was one of those things where it was absolutely perfect with the three guys that were involved in it. You know, it was one of those things where you couldn't have written that up. You couldn't have made a script for the chemistry that seemed to work, that we had all together. It was just one of those things where we just gelled as a team. We were like the 96 Bulls, man, like Jordan, Pippen, and Rodman, you know what I mean? It looks great on paper, and you get out there, and it's like, what is this? This is insanity, 72 wins, you know? So
look at that reference.
That is great. That's classic
look
right
at
there.
That.
That's good stuff.
So please tell me you're a Bulls fan, Seth.
Yeah, I know, right? But yeah, it's one of those things where it wouldn't have worked with a fourth. It wouldn't have worked with five or two or anything like that. It had to be three, and it had to be the three of us. There was no real other way to do it.
Again, we got Seth Rollins here, Mr. Money and Bank, on SportsOnChicago.com. You're on the Illinois Center for Broadcasting hotline. Go to BeOnAir.com for more information. You got Pete, Nick, Mark, and Rob. Now, Mark, I want to jump to you with this one to take it from here. Seth, we're going a bit old school. We got Mark in the studio, one of our hosts here on SportsOnChicago.com. You actually jumped in the squared circle with Mark back in the day. Mark, let's hear it.
Yeah, what's going on, Seth? It's a long time ago, man. It's actually back in the days of AEW, man. I started out there with AEW and Danny and Scarpone. I was part of a tag team with Ladies Night Out. But, man, it was years ago, so I was Mark Madison. That's when you first started out with Merrick Brave, man. I was watching you then.
I absolutely remember you.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It was actually the opening show you did was Scars and Stripes, man. I did a barbed wire match with Machine, and that was your opening match, man. When he came out to the, you know, double, you know, bass pedal music, and to see you keep that right now, man, and to see where you're at, man, it's awesome, man. I got nothing but just, you know, respect, and yeah, it's just awesome that you're actually there, you know, just, you know, proud of you to, you know, see you, you know, get that far. And I just wanted to ask, man, you know, scene of yesterday, you know, seeing Lesnar actually, you know, tell you he decides when the future is ready. You know, it seemed like you decided to take that into your own hands, bro. You took that into your own hands literally and said, I'm going to decide when my future, you know, is ready. And, you know, I want you to tell us right now about, man, when you're getting ready to go at the Royal Rumble, when you're in Gorilla and you're ready for this match, man, what's the feeling, what's the emotions for your match coming up?
You know what's kind of cool is that I don't even think people realize this is my first shot at the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool in its own right. I don't think people understand that the magnitude of that for someone like me. So you add that into the mix, along with the fact that, you know, it's Royal Rumble, which is arguably the second biggest pay-per-view of the year behind WrestleMania. You throw in guys like Cena and Lesnar, who are legends, not only in our industry, in our company, but in pop culture spectrum as well. And you throw my name and my face into the mix and all that. It's certainly, without a doubt, the biggest match of my career. And so there's a lot riding on it, a lot of pressure. But, I mean, you've been there from the beginning. You've seen me in a lot of pressure-filled situations on every level. So I can barely guarantee that, you know, I'm going to knock this one out of the park, just like I do every single time that I'm in a pressure-packed situation.
That's awesome, man. I hear you, man. Thanks.
Now, Seth, this is Rob. Since August, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion has not been shown weekly on television. What has been your feelings about this, and are you ready to take it back and have it be shown on both Raw and SmackDown every week?
I mean, my feelings are he does what he does, you know. If that's his prerogative, and that's the company's prerogative, if that's how they want to do things, then that's fine with me. I think it's something that in a few ways has worked in our favor, in the way that now we're not getting title defenses all the time, and really makes that championship feel very, very special. It makes the champion feel special, which he is. He's a special talent, and so that part is interesting. I think it was something that was certainly an adjustment from what our fans are used to. But overall, I don't really have too much of a problem with it, besides the fact that, you know, it kind of shows what kind of heart he's got as far as his commitment to what we do. And when I'm out here grinding, wrestling 200 matches a year on the road, 300 days a year, you know, doing my thing, it kind of discredits that a little bit, and I don't appreciate that. But again, to each their own. He can do things that he wants. He's earned the right to make those decisions. And hopefully come Royal Rumble, I can take that thing back, and I'll be at every Raw, every SmackDown, and every live event. And if I've got it, that thing will be there with me.
Seth Swink here. Question for you. This is from a listener, Tad. He wants to know, what's it like to be underneath Triple H's wing?
Oh, it's great. I mean, who better to learn from, you know? I mean, you really couldn't ask for a better mentor, which is essentially what he's been to me from my days in NXT until now. You know, he's a guy who's multiple-time champion. He's clearly the crown prince. He's basically running WWE right now, going to take that sucker over sooner or later. He is, you know, they call him the Cerebral Assassin, obviously a nickname given to him by Jim Ross, but, you know, that's for a reason. He's a guy who really thinks about every single thing that he does, every move that he makes, and he's really kind of instilled that in me as well. And it's been an extremely beneficial process for me learning from him right under his wing.
Oh, all right, Seth, it's Rob again. The big news yesterday, which is excitement for all wrestling fans, including myself, and I'm pretty sure you are too, the announcement that Macho Man Randy Savage is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame the night before WrestleMania. You know, as a fan of wrestling, you know, how big is this to you?
Oh, it's great, man. I mean, it's phenomenal. You know, Macho Man's one of the undisputed greatest of all time. Really stoked that he's going in there just to, you know, to be with all of his colleagues and fellow superstars and Hall of Famers. He's one of the best, man. It's about time. I'm really excited to be a part of the company while he was, inducted. To say that I was there when that happened is pretty awesome.
A little bit of a joke question here. A lot of people were wondering, was it more fun being a part of the Shield or having J&J security with you at all times?
Oh, J&J are the best, man. I mean, they got my back, you know what I mean? two different dynamics, obviously, but J&J is they're killing it right now. They're making a name for themselves. They're awesome, so I love it. I'm very excited to have them be out there with me every single time. It's pretty cool.
Is that one of the benefits of being Mr. Money in the Bank?
I would say so. I can afford my own crack security team, right?
Seth, it's Mark again, man. What's going on? So, you said last night, man, you have a plan A and a plan B. So, I mean, obviously without going into what the outcomes and the, you know, determine. So, like, what do you really feel that, like, what's your outtake on, do you think you might actually have to break out plan B? Or is your just mindset is honestly, you know, Cena and Lesnar said that, man, you know what, they're just going to get you out of the way. Like, they're counting you out, man. They're making you the underdog from get-go. So, you're right, you know, your mindset is you're going in there, you're going to show them what's up like you did last night, and you're not even, like, working on using plan B, right?
Well, I mean, no. I think plan B is a plan B for a reason. If you don't go at plan A 100%, then the plan B may not be as effective. So, for me, going into this match of the Royal Rumble, I'm going to treat it as if I'm not going to phone it in and kind of bide my time and wait and see. I'm going to go in, you know, all guns blazing and try to win the match itself. The briefcase is a plan B in case plan A goes awry. It's not the primary objective. So, ideally, I don't ever have to get to plan B. We'll see what happens. Obviously, Cena doesn't like me. Lesnar doesn't like me, but luckily for me, they don't like each other either. So it's really, in every sense of the word, sense of the match, a triple threat scenario. Nobody likes anybody, and there's a lot of animosity between all three parties, and we all want the same thing. So
yeah.
That should make for some very, very interesting professional wrestling.
It should. I mean, I don't like my co-host here, Seth, so it's okay. I'm in the same boat as you.
Yeah, you understand what that is.
We got to be at Seth Rollins here live on SportsSoundChicago.com. Jumping back to the Hall of Fame here for a second, Seth, you being one of the newer guys, but again, being of that generation, the Federation years on, how about a dark horse? Is there somebody that you would like to see eventually be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame? I know Rob Tapka earlier, one of our co-hosts here, he was suggesting a guy like Rick Rude. How about you? And, you know, we got the Warrior in last year right before his passing. We got Macho Man now. What would you say somebody you'd like to see in the Hall?
Ooh, man, sometimes it's hard to remember who's exactly in there. Is Mr. Perfect in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he was actually inducted back in 2007 back in Detroit.
See, you got that. You remember very well.
Rob was there, I think.
No, I was going to say, Seth, last year I was at Fan Access, and I got to meet you last year, so I was actually really excited about that.
Oh, tremendous. Awesome, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. You know, who's a good dark horse? I think maybe... you know who would be a day? Rick Rude's a good one. What about Earthquake, man?
Okay,
that'd be good. Cause especially
Earthquake was pretty awesome.
He's not a shark. He's a man.
Yeah, I remember he was like one of my favorite foils for Hogan in the early '90s. He was very intimidating, and like he just had that crazy mullet going on, like the skullet with the bald mullet thing. It was very, very intimidating.
I was gonna say one of my favorite Hogan nemesis from the late '80s before he became a good guy would be the Big Boss Man.
Yeah, Bossman, too, or like someone like a Rick Model Martel, man. You know, Rick Martel was awesome, too.
Seth, question. Do you have if you win the WWE Championship next Sunday, do you have a preference as to who wins the Royal Rumble? Like, what if Dean Ambrose wins the Royal Rumble?
Well, then you're going to see Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania.
Ah, there we go. I would like to see that myself, because I think you have a receipt coming courtesy of Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's your opinion. I mean, no, I don't have a preference to answer your question. I obviously, if El Torito won the Royal Rumble, that'd be great for me and make my night of Mania a lot easier. But, it takes a specific kind of person to be able to win the Royal Rumble. You know, it's not everybody just getting an opportunity to do that. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing the outcome of that match as well, if I even have time to sit down and watch it, or if I'm, you know, conscious at that point. But I really just hope that whoever it is you know, ready for what's ahead, because the road to WrestleMania is a very interesting time for us. And, you know, if I'm the champion heading into WrestleMania, there there's going to be a lot of trouble on that road. It's not going to be a nice, clean, paved road on the way to WrestleMania, I'll tell you that.
Seth, you know, NXT's really bust down to the scene, and there's so many good wrestlers there. Future, a lot of people were there in the past. Is there anybody that's in there that, you know, not to say intimidating, but anybody within the NXT ranks that you're like, you know what, I'm looking forward to the challenge of them when they make their debut on a Raw, SmackDown, or a main event?
You know, it's always just very interesting to see how certain talents translate from NXT in that environment to what we do. It's definitely different, and I think, you know, some of that's apparent to see when talents come up, and it takes a little time for them to adjust. But at the same time, there's definitely a lot of guys down there who I think are 100% ready and good to go. And I wouldn't say, I mean, certainly scared is not the right word. I'm always excited to see new guys come up and debut. It's really cool. Dudes with a lot of passion who, you know, just want to come up and make this place better than it is and contribute. And that's really all I look for and all I ask for the guys coming up. So I'm excited. And of course, I got some friends down there too, who I think are going to, you know, really help us out in the future.
All right, Seth, this is Rob. One last question for you. I don't want to jump too far ahead. Extreme Rules is going to be here in Chicago in April. I'm excited. I got my tickets. I'm ready to go. Where does Chicago rank for you in terms of wrestling towns that you get to visit every year while with the WWE?
Chicago is, for me, my second home for wrestling anyway. You know, talking to Mark, I mean, I broke in that area working for AAW, Danny Daniels and those guys there, and you know, Ian Rodden and IWA Mid-South used to run a lot of shows in the Chicagoland area, and Ring of Honor, when I worked there, we would run shows there quite often at the Frontier Fieldhouse, and now WWE, you know, and we're doing all sorts of good stuff out of Rosemont, and every time we're there, the crowd is insane, and they're one of the loudest, most vocal crowds of any that we come across, and having another pay-per-view there is going to be really exciting. I think the last pay-per-view we had there was Payback, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was, and actually, I think you owe me $25 for the Shield shirt that I bought that night.
Yeah. No, we were still the Shield at Payback, my friend.
Yeah, so, I know.
Money well spent.
But yeah, we, you know, that was a great night for me as well. The crowd was phenomenal again, and Extreme Rules is always a fun show just because there's so much chaos that goes into it. And I think it's actually a perfect fit for Chicago, knowing you know, what kind of crowd they are and how wild they are. The show itself will hopefully try to match up to the crowd.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Seth. You know, man, I really appreciate you coming on, giving us some time in your busy schedule. You know, it's just awesome, man, to see where you're at, man. You know, again, it's just I wish nothing but the best to you, man. Good luck to everything, and I can't wait to see you on, you know, the new date for SmackDown on Thursday. You know, Thursdays. I'm hoping to see you there with the strap, man, and you know, looking forward to seeing you in 2 weeks at the Rumble. You know, to do your thing, man, and to you know, keep doing your thing like you did back in, you know, AEW days, and how hard you worked back, you know, in Iowa, and when Danny brought you over, and you know, you were nothing but just hard work, and, you know, just, you want it really bad, man. I'm just, you know, it's awesome to see, you know, you there, and, you know, it's cool for myself, obviously. Hey, man, I actually knew this guy, you know what I mean? It makes me feel actually cool. So, hey, man, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Nothing but the best of luck, and, man, just can't wait to see you back in Chicago, bro.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, Seth. That was Seth Rollins right here on SportsTownChicago.com on the Illinois Center for Broadcasting Hotline. On that wrestling show, and very cool guy, Seth Rollins.
I don't think I'm going to get my money back from him.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get your $15 back or $25 back from that Shield T-shirt, unfortunately.
Start a new career in 1 year. This is Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night and instructor at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Don't get stuck with the high tuition that a 2 or 4 year college will cost you. Train intensively on your radio or TV career for 1 year with affordable tuition. At the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, here's what you'll get. Flexible day and night classes, hands-on experience, amazing internship opportunities, and excellent job placement assistance. Put your passion to work. Visit beonair.com/Chicago Sports today. Check out the website, beonair.com/Chicago Sports.